Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. When President Trump addresses the joint session of Congress tonight, a UMass student will be in the audience. Tiba Faraj is originally from Iraq. She came to Massachusetts as a refugee with her family in 2010. She's 22 years old now and a junior at UMass Dartmouth. Faraj is attending Trump's speech as a guest of Senator Elizabeth Warren. The two of them join us live now from Washington, D.C. Tiba Faraj, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.
And Senator Warren, thank you. Among the people Donald Trump has invited, as you know, there are some who've been the victims of crimes committed by undocumented immigrants. He is intending to send a message tonight, and I wonder, Senator, what message you want Tiba's presence to convey?
Well, I want people to know her family's story, and I also want them to know how hard Tiba has worked before she got to the United States and now that she's here, and how much she and other refugees and immigrants add to our country and ultimately make us safer around the world.
Tiba, you are here legally. You're not an undocumented immigrant. Can you tell us your story? What brought you here and how difficult it was or was not to get here?
Hello. So, yeah, well, my story starts in 2006 after my grandfather got killed and my dad got shot back in Iraq, and they both served the country and they both work with the U.S. Unfortunately, in 2006, my life started changing, and after the war, my parents decide to come to United States. So we fly from Iraq to Jordan, and we apply to come here as a refugee. And after 1 year, we came to U.S., and I went to Lynn Classical High School, and I graduated in 2014, and actually was a great time back there in a classical, great teacher who helped me walk through everything. And right now at UMass Dartmouth, I'm junior at UMass Dartmouth, and I'm here for the country, to help the country, support the country. I'm here for the people rights. And I would like to, I'm one of the example, one of refugee example who work hard, who attend school, who continue to work harder and harder and became who I am and show one of the good example of the refugees.
You said it was a year before you were finally able to get here. During that period, where were you? And was there any kind of vetting going on of your family then?
I was in Jordan with my family. We went to Jordan.
And was there a vetting process?
Yeah, we try to we apply to become an immigrant. So,
why did you decide to take up Senator Warren on the invitation to be there tonight?
Senator Warren, one of the great examples. She's my example, and I really appreciate her invitation to me. And today, make my day actually to be with her, to meet all the great people. I really like her. As a person, I always watch her on TV and see, who she is, who's a woman with power, who, help us, and, she fight for our rights. I really appreciate her invitation today.
And beyond that, though, Tiba, why do you want to be there? What's the message that you want to relay by being there?
I just want to, my message is to show, these the immigrants, they are who people who work hard. The immigrants are the people who help the country. This United States is a country free for everyone. It's a country open their doors to everyone who are looking for education, for better life, for everything.
Have you been affected by the travel ban the president put forth on who should be allowed in the U.S. and who shouldn't be, even though right now it's tied up in court?
Actually, yes, I am, because, one of the people who, I want to, visit or go around, right now I'm afraid to do anything, and I'm afraid for other people who want to come here. They all should be able to come to this country. They all should be able to, live their dream. I'm one of the people who, right now I'm living my dream. And these doors, United States doors, should be open to everyone, no matter about their color, race, their religion, who they are, where they came from. We shouldn't look all of this thing. We should look at that. We should treat them as a human.
Senator Warren, the president may unveil his revised executive order as soon as tomorrow. I wonder if there is any kind of a temporary ban that you could accept.
Well, so long as the president makes his ban based on religion, then no. That is unconstitutional, it is illegal, and it is immoral, and not the direction that we can go. It is not who we are as a country.
So what would a ban look like that you would approve of?
Well, he's going to have to be the one to propose the ban, not me. I want to hear how he proposes to have any kind of change in our immigration policies that make us stronger and not weaker. You know, that's part of the point here. Tebow's family worked with Americans in Iraq and helped make us safer and stronger, and helped our troops when they're overseas, help our contractors when they're overseas, help American citizens when they're overseas. And the whole notion that we would turn our back on Tebow's family and other families like that, that doesn't make us stronger. That doesn't make us safer abroad. It puts more Americans at risk, both today and in the future.
You believe that it puts more Americans at risk versus offers any kind of protection?
Well, just think about it that way. A big part of what America has done when we've been in countries like Iraq is we have asked local citizens to work with us, to help with us, as translators, as guides, as people who have been our eyes and ears on the ground, who have helped keep us safe in those communities. And part of the promise has been that if your family is at risk, we're going to help you. We'll help you get out of here, and we will give you an opportunity to come to a country like the United States. Mm-hmm. To turn our back on that, to go back on our promises that we have already made, and to say, in effect, to anyone that we might work with in the future, hey, at some point we'll just may completely cancel that promise and turn our backs on you, that doesn't make us safer overseas. It puts us at risk.
Senator Warren, thank you. And also Tebow Faraj, a guest of Senator Warren tonight for the president's address to Congress. Thank you both, Tebow Faraj Jr. at UMass Dartmouth. Thanks again.
Thank you.